The Gemara Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Tes Amud Beis, going into Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, says Tana Rabbanan Ketzad Meraktim Lifnei Akala. The Gemara discusses the obligation to be Mesamei Chosn V'Kala. This halacha is actually interestingly quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perut Yudalar Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says Mitzvah Saseh Shel Devrayim. The Rambam clearly points out that he holds that the obligation to be Mesamei Chosn V'Kala, it's Mitzvah Rabbanan. Says the Rambam Mitzvah Saseh Shel Devrayim, Levakir Choylim, Lenachim Avelim, Lehoitzi Ameis, to Levakir Choyla, to Menachem Ovel, to participate in Levaya, Lahachnas Akala, to help a Kala get married, Lavis Orchim, if one has guests, to escort them out, Los Asek, Bekol Tzorche Akvura, and to participate in all the needs of the burial of someone who's Nebuch Nifter, Loses al Kesef, to carry the Nifter, Ulelech Lefonov Lisbud Lachbul Cover, to participate in the Levaya, to participate in the Kvura, the Kain, Lesameach HaKala V'Achosen, to be Mesameach HaKala V'Achosen, Lesa'adom B'chol Tzurcheyem, to help them get all their needs. Ve'elahim, says the Rambam, Gemilas Chasodim Shebegufa, this is in the category of something that's considered a gemilas chesed that one could do with his own participation. It's not just spending money. Shein lam shir. That there is no shir, as we say every morning in davening. Continues the Rambam. However, afal pi shekol mitzvos elu medivrayim, that all of the mitzvos that we've just mentioned, says the Rambam, are only mitzvos with Rabbonon. However, says the Rambam, harayim beklal v'hafta l'reyacha k'moicha. They fall into the general category of v'hafta l'reyacha k'moicha, which says, kol hadvarim shat roitze shiyasu oislim l'cha acherim, anything that you would like someone else to do on your behalf, asay ato oison l'chicha b'tayre mitzvahs, you should do that for your friend, for your colleague as well. But it's very clear that it is the opinion of the Rambam that the mitzvah to be mesameach chosn v'kala is a mitzvah de rabbanan. The Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. Rabbeinu Yoina says that it's a mitzvah deraisa. There's a mitzvah deraisa to do chesed, and this is included in that mitzvah deraisa. I saw Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Sefer Masechet Ksubos Pshat V'Iyun suggests that even the Rambam will agree that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. We know there are two types of mitzvah d'oraisas. The mitzvah chiyuvis, mitzvah the one is obligated to do, eating matzah on Pesach, is a mitzvah chiyuvis. And then there's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah that one is obligated to do, but if one does it, he is fulfilling a mitzvah. Says Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch that it's a mitzvah midaraisa, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Midrabbanon, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, which means as follows. Midaraisa, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, that if you do it, you'll get a mitzvah. But if you won't do it, you're not over a mitzvah. The Rabbanon said that not only is it a mitzvah kiyumis, midrabbanon, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. One is obligated to go out of his way to help him sameach achosn v'kala, that even the one that have no one else to be sameach them. So, in other words, everybody will agree that midaraisa, one fulfills a mitzvah chiyuvis when he's sameach achosn v'kala. The machloikus of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina is only if there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to the Rabbeinu Yoina, being mesameach chosn v'kala, not only midaraisa is one fulfilling a mitzvah chiyuvis, he's even fulfilling a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah chiyuvis is only mitzvah drabbanan. Moreover, it seems from the Rambam that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Gemilas Chesodim, and there's a mitzvah of Sameach Chos Mekala. That means that there are two separate mitzvahs. And in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbuch points out that the Gra did not typically participate in collecting for tzedakah. He says, when it came, however, a yosem or yosema, a chosen kala, who had no one else to care for them, so there it's a situation when one is able to fulfill two mitzvahs, both the mitzvah of chosen kala, simchas chosen kala, and the mitzvah of a hafta l'riacha kamaicha. There, the Gra would himself participate in doing the mitzvah. So the Gemara begins by teaching us, as we said, on the Tez Zayin on the base, here in Masechet Ksubos, Tara Rabbanan, Ketzad Miraknim Lifnei Kala. How do we dance in front of the Kala? And again, the Mefarshim learn pshat in every word of this Gemara with deep meaning. The first question is, what does the Gemara mean when it says Ketzem Meraktim Lifnei Akala? What does the Gemara mean with those words? So Rashi says Ketzem Meraktim Lifnei Akala. What do we say in front of the Kala? What words should be said in front of the Kala? However, some say what the Gemara means to say is that there are two chiyuvim. One is that we have to dance, and besides that we have to dance, we also have to sing as we dance. So, it seems there's a very fundamental machlokes. Is one going to fulfill the mitzvah? From Rashi it seems, just by singing alone, one is fulfilling the mitzvah. From the other mefarshim, it's mashma, that you have two obligations, both to sing and to dance. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovitz Shiurim, asks a question. Why does the Gemara only mention the Kala and not the Chosin? Ketzem Meraktim Lifnei Akala. It seems that the Gemara is learning that the main mitzvah is to be Mesameach the Kala, which is difficult to understand because, as we learned in Masechet Yevamos, the mitzvah of Purur Avu is only a mitzvah on men, not on women. So, if anything, it should be a din that we have to be Mesameach the Chosin and not the Kala. And in fact, and we'll speak about this Gemara later in our Shurim, the Gemara Masechta Bracha says, Kol anena mesudas chosin ve'ena mesamchai, if somebody's not mesameich the chosin, oiva b'chamesha kolos. So the question is, so from there we see that the main obligation is to be mesameich the chosin. Why are we saying here that the main obligation is to be mesameich the kala? So according to Rashi, that we just quoted a moment ago, perhaps it's not that difficult to understand. Rashi is saying that what do we say about the Kala to make the Chosin feel good? Yes, the main obligation is to be Mesameach the Chosin. But how do we make the Chosin feel good? Because the Chosin, by saying the attributes of the Kala. The Ben Yehoyada says, we know that the Gemara says in many places regarding women, Tav Lemesiv Tandu Melesiv Armala, that women are very anxious to get married, and therefore it's quite common that a woman would marry a man that maybe is not of the highest caliber, And therefore, to say what a great chosin the chosin is not that much of an issue. But to say what a great kala the kala is much more of an issue. Another pshat is that we know that in the times of Chazal, men were allowed to marry more than one woman. A woman was never allowed to marry more than one man. So if a man's going to marry a woman and he doesn't find so much favor in her, he always has the ability to marry another woman. But the chassan, he's not so locked into this marriage. A kala has no other option, so we have to make her feel better. And we're going back to our original tirades. Again, the main point is to make the chosin feel good about the kala. As we see, as the pasuk says, kimsois chosin v'kala. And moreover, again, going back to the time of Chazal, before the time of the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, where one was allowed to divorce his wife, Bal Korcha, without her consent. So a chosin could divorce his wife. So how could we prevent a chosin from doing so? Very much along the theme of this Masechta. One is Chazal, where Mesaken Aksuba, it shouldn't be so easy for him to divorce his wife. And another takana they made was already when they got married, the chosin, they tell the chosin what a wonderful girl the kala is, and by telling the chosin what a wonderful girl the kala is, the kala, the chosin, will want to remain married to the chosin. The Torah shows us how important it is to be mesameach chosin v'kala. Says the Torah that we know one of the most wicked women who's mentioned in Nach is Izevel. Says the Medrash that when Izevel was murdered and she was laying, the dogs did not attack her. Why? Because she, as bad as she was always careful to be mesameach chosin v'kala. In fact, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, he says that any chosin that would walk in the street, she would go out from her home and dance in front of them, and because of that, she was protected. But particularly, if we follow the pshat of Rashi, that merantin lefnei akala doesn't really mean the dancing, but really refers to the words that we sing and we say in front of the kala. So why does the Gemara focus on the word merantin? So he says, the Ben Yoyada says, that the word rikud is the same as hakodas hakemach, sifting the flour. When one is praising the kala in front of the chosin, what one should do is should sift. Everybody has milus, and most people also have chesroinus. When one speaks about the kala in front of the chosin, he should be merakid. He should focus on her strong points and ignore the other points. So the Mishnah continues, the Braisa continues. Ketzer merakdin lefnei akala, beishamai oimrim, kala kamoshihi. Ubeishil oimrim, kala novich suda. So here too, there's a very big machloikus. What, before we go any further, what do beishamai and beishil mean? Rashi explains that according to beishamai, when we say Kala Shemay Shechi, we speak about every individual's attributes. Says Tosfos, of course, if the Kala has some sort of a mum, there's no point in mentioning the mum. just don't speak about it. Or, says Tosfos, focus on the positive and don't speak about the negative. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, will say, according to Tosfos' pshat, that if we're only going to point out those strong points, it'll be obvious that there are some deficiencies. And we don't want to do that. And that's why I just say, Kala Novich Suda. The Shita takes a much stricter approach in understanding Beis Shammai. According to the Shita, you're supposed to say everything. What's good and what's not so good. However, there are Rishonim, the Rimigash, and it seems that the Mashal feels that way as well. He says, they say that what Beis Shammai means is don't go into details. All you should say is, Kala Shemai Shehi. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this person, and this is who you're supposed to take. Just say the words, Kala Shemai Shehi. And not go into speaking about Milas, and not go into speaking about Chesroinus. That flaw, apparently also following that approach, says the Gemara Masechta Yevamos says, Omer Rava, Bar Re'ei, Kametoyve Isha Toyve, how great a good wife is. Shetoyonim Shlabal. The Torah is compared to a good wife. Became a tzina shekinesis Yisrael nimsel kala. Kinesis Yisrael is compared to a kala. K'mosh nemar, as the pasuk says in Shirishirim, iti milvonon kala. Shabbos is called kala. Boi v'nitze neitze l'kras kala. So therefore, saying kala k'mosh shehi is the biggest compliment that you could give a kala, because you're saying that we see that everything special HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares to a kala. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, as we learned, says that what should one say? One should say kala no v'chasuda. What does Beis Hillel mean? So most Mefarshim say that even on all kalas, they used to say kala no v'chasuda. That no matter who she is, what Milas or Chesroinus she has, they would say Kala Nova Chesuda. And the Maram Shif explains, as we know it says in Eishes Chayil, when we say Eishes Chayil, it says there, Shekra Chayin, Zahevel Ayoifi, Isha Yiras Hashem Itasalo. We don't look at external attributes, we should look at who the person really is inside. Says the Gemara further, Amlam Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai say to Beis Hillel, Hare Sheikh Geras Asuma, what would be if the Kala was lame or blind? Are we going to say Kala Novach Suda? Are we going to use the words Kala Novach Suda? Hasn't the Torah said Medvash Sheket Tirchak? Responds back Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, L'divreichem, according to you, Amalam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, L'divreichem, Mishe Lokach Mekach Ram and Ashok. If somebody bought something that is inferior, Yishevchen Abeinov or Yigan Abeinov, what should the person do? Should he praise what the person bought or make him feel bad? Of course, have Oymazir Yishevchen Abeinov. You should make him feel good. A person should make other people feel good. So, we have here a very fundamental machloikis of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai takes a much stricter approach to Medvar Sheket Tirchak, how a person has to go out of his way not to make the person feel bad, even if it seems that he is saying a lie. According to Beis Shammai, anything that seems to be a lie, you should stay away from. And according to Beis Hillel, not. The Chasam Sofer explains that why says the Chassam Sofer that even if the Kala has certain deficiencies, saying no v'chasuda is not a lie. Because even a person who isn't that perfect could be no v'chasuda. And that's why Beis Hillel says, use those words. The Rishash points out, what does the Gemara mean when it says, L'dvreichem, mi shalokach mekach ramen ashuk, yishavchena be'enov or yigena be'enov? What is meant with those words? So he says, a very beautiful pshat. He says, if somebody buys something in a store, and he shows it to someone else, and somebody points out to him a deficiency in the item that he bought. So, of course, he should tell it to the person who found the deficiency, that he could go back and return it to the store. But let's say you bought something in the shuk, in the open market. You don't know, there's no store to go back to. So there, you shouldn't tell the person who bought this item, point out its deficiencies. There is no toelish, because he can't give it back. And that is exactly what Beis Hillel was saying to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai's opinion is, Osl Odom Lagarish Isha Elam Ken Motzu B'Dvar Erva. You're not allowed to divorce your wife unless you find with her a Dvar Erva. So says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, according to you, even if the husband does notice these deficiencies in the wife, he can't divorce this woman. Anyway, so what's the point in saying this?